Hello, my name is Devarshwar Das, and this is my first podcast ever. I'm a devotee of Lord Krishna and student of the ancient Vedic scriptures under the guidance of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, also known as Srila Prabhupada, who was an Indian Gaudiya Vaishnava spiritual teacher and the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, also commonly known as the Hare Krishna movement. The title Prabhupada is composed of the words Prabhu and Pada. Prabhu means master, while Pada means foot or feet. And together, Prabhupada literally translates as the master at whose feet all other masters sit. Srila Prabhupada is known all over the world as a topmost authority, like a professor of the spiritual knowledge that is contained in the ancient authoritative spiritual texts and scriptures of India, some of which date back beyond 5,000 years. Srila Prabhupada is a genuine spiritual master in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is a succession, an unbroken chain of other genuine spiritual masters which link all the way back to the appearance of Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago. The system of this disciplic succession, as it is called, is that this knowledge is transmitted from guru to disciple. The disciple also becomes a spiritual master and transmits the knowledge, this ancient knowledge, to his disciples without making any changes. And in this way, even though Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago, his original words are ever fresh and new. So here I am today transmitting this knowledge to you. But I'm not a spiritual master. I'm a student of this great genuine spiritual master, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, since 1973. So today I'd like to begin with Srila Prabhupada's words explaining the difference between humans and animals and how one can become happy beyond worldly pleasures, understanding our real life, which begins with understanding that we are not our material bodies. Srila Prabhupada explained during a lecture once in 2003, I think, that there are four activities common to humans and animals, which are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. He said that everyone in this world is trying to become happy by working hard to perform these activities better. He said, what is the difference between a human being and an animal? One may say reasoning power or rational thought. The reasoning power is there in dogs and cats as well. For example, a dog comes up to you, and if you say, hood, he will understand that you don't want him. So he has some reasoning power. And similarly, if a cat wants to steal some milk from your kitchen, she has a very nice reasoning power. She is always looking to see when the master is out the kitchen so that she can come in and steal and drink the milk. So these four propensities of animal life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, indicate that there is reasoning power even in beasts. So then what is the special prerogative of the human being over animals? So the special reasoning power, Srila Prabhupada said, is to inquire, why am I suffering? The animals are suffering also, but they do not know how to remedy the suffering. Srila Prabhupada explained further that people are just like animals. They simply do not know anything beyond the necessities of the body, how to eat, how to sleep, how to mate, and how to defend. An animal eats filth, for example, and garbage in the street, and human beings may eat in a five-star hotel. And an animal may sleep in the corner of a street, and we may sleep in a Dunlop pillow bed or waterbed. An animal may mate without shame in the middle of the street, and we may have sex in a skyscraper building or a nice apartment. An animal may defend with claws and teeth, and we may defend with bombs, Scots, and missiles. So if human beings use scientific, philosophical, cultural, and religious advancement just to perform these four activities better, it is in no way superior to an animal civilization. The great 5,000-year-old scripture, the well-known Mahabharata, says that the activities of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending are common in animals and human beings. The human beings are considered superior only when they inquire about the absolute truth. Otherwise, they are considered as good as animals. So this is the difference between animals and human beings. We can inquire and ask questions. Who am I? Where do I come from? What is life meant for? Is there reincarnation? Is there God? And we can also find the answers. It is not that the answers are not there. So the Bhagavad Gita says that out of thousands, many thousands, someone may develop this reasoning power. Why am I suffering? And how do I get out of it? For example, we do not want to suffer, but suffering is forced upon us. We do not want cold, but cold is there, and sometimes too much heat, and these things are forced upon us. We don't want thirst, we don't want hunger, we don't want old age, we don't want disease, and we don't want death. So therefore, the real problems of life are not how to get fame, profit, distinction, and a good bank account, and so on. The real problems of life are birth, old age, disease, and death, because the soul is eternal, and the physical body isn't. There is an end and a beginning to the physical body, but there is no end and beginning to the soul. So nobody is free from all these sufferings in this world, and everyone is full of anxiety because of this material existence. All problems ultimately come from our identification with this material body and our identification with the senses and our feeble attempt to satisfy ourself, which is the soul, we are the soul, with material sense gratification. That never works, has never worked, and if it works, the results are only temporary. There's always an end to it. So the cause of suffering and the actual destination of life, those are proper subjects of inquiry for the human being. So Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to answer these queries and to make Arjuna understand his position. Arjuna was Krishna's first disciple 5,000 years ago on a great battlefield, the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is still there in India, in Kurukshetra. One can go there and visit it. And it's considered a very holy place because Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita there. So, because Krishna helped Arjuna to understand his position in life, this particular position within a body, he relieved him from all his miseries. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada always used to say that knowledge is light and ignorance is darkness. So, how to acquire this knowledge which ultimately helps us to become free from birth, old age, disease and death, and free from suffering and going back home to Godhead. This will be discussed within my next podcast. So here I stop for today, and within the next couple of days I will speak another podcast about the three ways we can gain knowledge. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.